I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Wednesday. We've made it halfway through the week. It's Well-Being Wednesday and it's time for us to meditate. So finding a really comfortable place to sit, somewhere you can be really quiet and feel comfortable to close the eyes and tune in just for this 5-minute meditation practice right now. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So once you get there, let's go ahead and close the eyes. And right away, take your hands and place the palms of your hands on top of the center of your chest. So not joining your hands together, but really placing the palms of the hands on top of the chest, as if you're feeling for this connection to your heart center, your heart space. This is the, of course, energetic and emotional area of the body where we feel, where we hold space for our emotions. So much is held right here in our heart space. And sometimes we think of the heart as this beautiful thing that holds compassion and love, but the truth is the heart holds everything for us. And there are days when we sit down and we tune into the heart and we feel that compassion and that love. And other days we sit down and we tune in and we feel something else. Maybe there's a hint of sadness there, maybe some frustration, perhaps something totally different lingering around the heart. And we'll take this meditation practice right now just to feel into our heart space. Notice what is present here right now. And if you like, you can take a really deep breath and directing that breath in toward the palms of your hands, in toward your heart space. Full inhale. And a gentle exhale. And continuing those breaths just a couple of more times, breathing into your heart center. And breathing out from that same place. What is moving across your heart right now? Emotionally, how are you doing? What does it feel like to be here? And see if you can take this moment just to listen to what the heart is telling you. Just to listen. So without anything being good or bad, without having to attach any kind of judgment or ideas to what's moving through your heart, but just giving yourself some space to sit and be with whatever's already present. And knowing that if you feel any kind of emotion that maybe is a little bit uncomfortable, so if there's some anxiety there or anger or sadness, allow yourself to sit with that. without having to change it, without having to turn it into something else, without having to escape it, but just allowing yourself to dwell with whichever emotion is present in your heart. So if you're feeling joy, then sit with that. If you're feeling sadness, then sit with that. And take this moment to completely immerse yourself with what life has brought your way. And knowing that we are meant to fully feel and experience our emotions. And it's very rare that we actually give ourselves that space and time to do that. Especially if that emotion maybe is a little more unpleasant or a kind of emotion that we're not used to sitting with or being very present with. So see if the moment you open the door to allowing that emotion, to allowing yourself to be with what is already here, see if there's maybe a subtle change or shift that happens within the heart. Sometimes a lot of the pain that we experience when we're moving through something challenging actually comes from us resisting what is there, not wanting to look at it, not wanting to sit with it, not wanting to feel it. But the moment we allow ourselves just to dwell, and sometimes we might feel that urge to cry, maybe we get the urge to smile, trusting in that instinct of whatever comes your way, allowing that to unfold all the way. Knowing that your heart is a safe place for you to experience what's here. And everything that's unfolding inside of your heart right now is here because you're ready to feel it. Life gives us exactly what we can handle, and nothing more than that. So whatever is present here, let's take another full breath in. And this time open the mouth and let it out. And as you blink your eyes open, checking in with what it feels like to sit here now after this practice. And if you feel an urge to share your feelings with someone, then please do that today. Find a person to speak to, a person to share with, whether you're feeling joyful or sad or anything in between. Trusting in your ability to hold that today. And knowing that when we share what's present inside of our hearts, we feel a little bit lighter at the end of it. You are not alone. Thank you so much for tuning in with me today, for feeling your feelings, for tuning into your heart. I'll see you tomorrow.